You're listening to Evil, a true crime podcast. Join me each week as I bring you real people, real stories, real crimes, and the evil they encountered. Hi, good morning. It is January 22nd, 2024. It is 4:44 in the morning, and I am coming to you live from the inside of my closet in my small town in North Carolina. How are you guys doing this morning? I'm sitting here drinking some coffee. I should have recorded this last night, to be honest, but here we are nonetheless. Today we're going to be discussing the Rachel Morin case. This is a fairly recent case. It actually happened in August of 2023. So without further ado, this is her story. In today's episode, we delve into the tragic case of Rachel Morin, a story that gripped a community and left questions lingering in its wake. As we piece together the details of her life, the investigation, and the aftermath. Born on May 20th, 1986 in New Hampshire, Rachel Morin was cheerful with the love of life. Her family remembers her as a devoted mom to Faye, Violet, Octavia, Declan, and Lila. Besides being a mom, Rachel had a flair for fashion, always smiling in trendy outfits. She was into fitness, doing 5Ks and marathons, and loved traveling to places like Miami, Aruba, Las Vegas, and New England. Rachel's life was a blend of family, style, fitness, and exploration. From the pictures that I found on social media, you can definitely tell that she lived a very active lifestyle. Rachel was a beautiful woman. She had blonde hair and blue eyes, and she had these very distinct, pouty lips. Whether they were naturally hers or enhanced, she did have these voluptuous lips. But you can see pictures online of her leaving the gym, and you can see that she's very toned. She's definitely someone who takes pride in her appearance and just her self-care. And like I said, we love that for her. Known as the life of every party, Rachel had a gift for making people laugh. Her smile illuminated any room, as noted in her obituary. Devoted to her faith, it served as a guiding force in her life. On the evening of August 5th, 2023, at around 6 p.m., Rachel, following her routine stroll along the 6.5-mile Ma and Pa Heritage Trail in Bel Air, Maryland, went missing. The trail, with various terrains like pavement, decking, and wooded paths, was familiar to her. Concerned when Rachel doesn't return home from her walk and doesn't reach out to anyone, her boyfriend, Richard Tobin, becomes worried. Richard reported her absence to the police at 11:23 p.m. that night. And right off bat, he's not wasting any time. He can tell that something's wrong, that this is unusual for her. This is not her routine behavior. So he goes ahead and he calls the cops. I feel like oftentimes we hear cases where people just waste so much time, and he's not wasting any of it. I also did want to mention that this trail that Rachel is running, the Ma and Pa Trail, this is a trail that is familiar to her. This isn't a new trail. This was something that she was used to running. A search ensued the next day, and a tragic discovery unfolded when a citizen found a woman's body in a drainage tunnel. Later that day, Sheriff Jeffrey Goller disclosed that the body belonged to 37-year-old Rachel Morin, shifting the focus of the investigation from a missing persons case to a homicide investigation. Rachel was last seen wearing a black sports bra, black spandex shorts, gray trainers, and a blue or black tank top. Additionally, her car was found at the entrance of the trail on William Street. It's so tragic to me that this woman was literally just trying to get her fitness on and that this happened to her. Like, are we not safe anywhere? Honestly, that's what it feels like. I'm a nature girly myself. In the summertime, you're going to find me in a canoe. This past October, I just went to Denver. I was at Garden of the Gods and Pikes Peak, and in Rocky Mountain National Park. Like, I was out there doing my thing because I love nature. And it's just so tragic to me that we can't be safe anywhere. And of course, never, never, ever victim blaming, because she should have been safe. She should have been safe to be able to run that trail by herself. But things have gotten so bad and people are so evil that, yeah, you're never going to find me on a trail by myself because things like this. And it's unfortunate. And like, God damn it. Why can't people just leave people alone and stop killing people? Jesus, just be a good human being. Is it that hard? Am I asking for too much? Despite details of his criminal record circulating, Rachel's boyfriend, Richard Tobin, turned to social media to vehemently deny any involvement in her death. Tobin's background is relatively unknown, but according to the Daily Mail, he has a lengthy criminal history. This includes two arrests for criminal second-degree assault, violating a restraining order, drug possession, and malicious destruction of property. Documents also reveal convictions for various traffic violations, being a fugitive from justice, resisting arrest, disorderly drunkenness, and behavior, and his most recent misdemeanor was a second-degree assault that took place on March 14, 2020. The earliest of his 26 arrests was for a DUI in Pennsylvania on March 9, 2016, to which he pleaded guilty. So, lots of arrests, but that doesn't make this man a murderer. Tobin took to social media to write, "I love Rachel. I would never do anything to her. Let the family and I grieve. Yes, I have a past, but I also have 15 months clean and I have changed as a person. Please." I also did want to mention that when I was researching this case, I did come across their relationship. You know how when you get in a relationship on Facebook, it'll tell you the date? So it said they got into a relationship on August 1st, 2023, and she was murdered 4 days later. So it's very tragic. On August 11, 2023, investigators reach out to potential witnesses. Detectives engage with five individuals who were walking their dogs on the trail between 6 p.m. and 7:30 p.m. on the night Rachel was there, aiming to establish a timeline. On August 17, 2023, DNA evidence from the crime scene undergoes analysis by the Maryland State Police and is entered into the Combined DNA Index System, also known as CODIS. The findings reveal a match to DNA collected from a March home invasion and assault of a young girl in Los Angeles. The individual in question is identical to the one responsible for a home invasion and assault on a young girl in Los Angeles in March 2023. Authorities haven't revealed Rachel's cause of death, and they're keeping a lot of things regarding her case close to the vest. But what a bastard this dude is. So he assaulted a child, and now he murdered Rachel. So clearly he is escalating and he has the potential to become a serial rapist or a serial killer. And that's terrifying because this dude is still out there. So scary. On August 17, 2023 at 1 p.m., a public celebration of life takes place at the Greater Grace World Outreach Church. Attendees, including family, friends, the community, and the media, bring flowers to display in honor of the occasion. It's just sad. So a couple of months go by, and then in 2023, law enforcement releases doorbell camera footage featuring a potential suspect. Yes, you heard that right. Doorbell camera footage captures the suspect leaving the residence clad in pants without a shirt, described as a Hispanic male in his early to mid-20s. He stands around 5'9 and weighs approximately 160 pounds. And I'm pretty sure that this camera footage, this doorbell footage, has to do with the assault that took place with the young girl in Los Angeles. It is wild. You see him, guys. You see him, you see him, you see him. You only see him from the back, but I will post it. I'm going to have it on Instagram and I will post it on the socials so you can see it, but it is wild. And I hate him. Automatically hate him. Rachel's case is currently unsolved and the family needs your help to keep Rachel's story in the news. Recently, Tim Papa, former FBI special agent and profiler with the BAU, worked with the Moran family to film some emotional videos. Papa's mission at the Ma and Pa Trail in Maryland was simple. Give Rachel's loved ones a space to share their feelings following a traumatic event while standing in a significant location, aka persuasive geography, to create moving content that could help drive the case. So for example, I'm going to link them, and I watched these videos. I will insert some clips of them, but there is an interview with Rachel's brother, and he is actually talking about Rachel and her death while he's standing in the drainage tunnel. It's super moving. It definitely made me cry. Like I said, I will link it, and I will insert some of the clips. In October 2023, investigators following evidence related to the crime focused their efforts in the Washington, D.C. metro area, interviewing an individual deemed relevant to the case for assistance in identifying the suspect.
Also in October 2023, with no new lead for 2 months, a generous anonymous donation of $10,000 boosts the reward fund to $30,000, aiming to encourage individuals to come forward with valuable information. Subsequently, in November 2023, the Morin family collaborated with the U.S. Postal Service's targeted mailing program to distribute flyers across approximately 10,000 homes in the Los Angeles region.
And if you're asking yourself why they're distributing them to Los Angeles, you have to remember that this perpetrator has previously assaulted a young girl in Los Angeles. So that's why they're distributing these flyers there. And I just thought it was really smart of them to do that.
On November 24th, 2023, Box Hill Pizzeria and Crab Cakes in Abdigan organizes a fundraiser during Thanksgiving weekend to collect funds for Christmas gifts for Rachel's children. Rebecca Morin, Rachel's older sister, says she plans to use the money from the fundraiser towards presents and establishing a trust fund for the children, which is like, oh, it's just so heartbreaking. Y'all, she leaves behind 5 children. 5. It's just horrible. On November 29, 2023, in response to Rachel's tragic death, Harford County initiates the installation of AI video cameras along the Maw and Paw hiking trail where the incident occurred. The comprehensive system includes 26 cameras covering nearly 2 miles, equipped to identify potential attacks and detect the presence of firearms in the frame. Residents are anticipating the completion of this project, which is due to be completed in February of 2024, and they're expressing a sense of relief that this enhanced security cameras will bring.
And that's it, guys. That's all the information I have regarding Rachel's case. So, it's super heartbreaking, super unfortunate that she was just out there trying to get her fitness on and that somebody took her life away for no reason. Rachel was a mother, a sister, a daughter, and no one had a right to take her life away. If you guys have any information regarding the suspect, I will post his picture on the socials so you guys can take a look at him, see if you can recognize him in any way, shape, or form. If you have any information regarding this suspect, please reach out to the Harford County Sheriff's Office at 410-836-7788. Once again, please reach out to 410-836-7788. So, please be safe, guys. Please make sure that if you're out in nature, I'm going to give you guys a little bit of tips. Make sure that you guys are sharing your location. Make sure that you guys have pepper spray. If you're running, make sure that you have an earbud out. Always try and pay attention to your surroundings. If somebody is giving you a bad feeling, trust your gut. But as always, guys, please, please, please just try and be safe. It's a scary world that we live in. It's unfortunate that we have to do all of these things just to go out and enjoy this beautiful world that we live in. But that's it, guys. That is the case. Be safe. Before I sign off, I am going to leave you with some words from Rachel's brother. I am going to link the YouTube series that he did, with Tim Pappas in the notes. But as always, guys, I love you guys. Have a good one, and I'll catch you guys next time.
This is the final resting place of Rachel. In this tunnel, you know, kind of looks like a sewer. You know, I think about her laying here, and, you know, I wonder if she was, you know, half awake, looking at the light, and just saying, I just gotta make it to that light. She thinking about her kids. She thinking about me. Did she feel hopeless here? Think about warm, you know, feeling warm under her head. And then making the connection, that's blood. It's dark. Did she feel alone? It's not. Think about, like, what she looked like. You know, beaten or whatever. It's like, it's still pretty. I don't care how dirty, how scary, you know, how she felt. I wish I could feel it for her. And I won't look away. That's kind of why I'm spending so much time in these tunnels. This tunnel specifically.
To stay connected, follow our Instagram at EvoPodcast88. Also on TikTok at EvoPodcast. And our Twitter is at EvoPodcast88. Comment, like, share, review. Give us a rating. Let us know what you think.